Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Ready for some good news?
I sure am, after we found out that not all dogs love us.
Oh, that made me sad. So landfill waste in the textile and fashion industries, it is extreme, okay? There's so much. They call it like fast fashion. Okay. So it comes and goes, fills up so much landfill. And nowhere is more apparent than the infant to kindy clothing, all right? Okay. Because the clothes, they have a best by date guaranteed by a child's physical growth. You know, they're only going to be able to wear it until they grow out of it.
Yeah.
Which is usually one season.
Yeah, okay.
Now, 300 million pairs of shoes end up in landfill every year. Oof. And they each take about 40 years to decompose.
Wow, okay.
That's just shoes. Now, this is where a husband and wife from Oregon come in. They have designed baby shoes that melt away into water after an infant outgrows them.
What? Okay, but hang on. What happens if they somehow get water on them? Do they dissolve while the child's wearing them?
No. So they are still really durable, and they reckon you could probably get like 2 kids out of it. So they're still, you can still use them for hand-me-downs.
Yeah.
And it's made out of this water-soluble plastic, you know, the one that covers like detergent pods.
Okay,
and cosmetic products. It's designed to last through the use of 2 infants. Mm-hmm. They just because they dissolve in water, they say, it doesn't mean that they're fragile. So they've been tested by babies and baby approved. They said no matter how much the baby wants to chew on those shoes as well.
Yeah, that's another
thing. Yeah, no, they're not going to break apart.
How? So, okay, so one, when you're ready to throw them away, do you have to soak them in water?
Yeah, I'm assuming you would soak them.
And then eventually
let them
they go,
sit in there, they eventually break down.
That's really cool.
Yeah, how cool is that?
I don't know if you had a look at any of the photos of the shoes. Do they look fashionable? Or
they're a cute baby shoe.
Okay, well,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, they look good. They don't look like they're made out of water soluble products.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, gross.
They don't look
Glad wrap on your feet.
Yeah, no, like, they don't look like that.
Okay, good.
They actually look pretty cool. And they're pretty reasonable as well.
Oh.
Reasonably priced.
That's very, very cool.
Yeah, so look.
Tick of approval.
Sustainable
shoes.
Children's fashion.
Could they bring it to, like, bigger brands adults? That would
possibly
be cool.
Possibly. Yeah, it's a good idea. Maybe we'd take it to adults now.
Bring it on. I'll wear them.
Although, I don't think you'd get a rubber sole on them, so they might not last as long.
Oh, true.
That's why they're for toddlers and crawlers.
And as an adult, I mean, I tend to keep one pair of shoes. I got shoes from, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't get 10 years out of
them. True. Okay.
There's your good news, and I'm looking forward to some more good news from you.
My good news is somewhat good, not entirely
good. This segment is not called somewhat good news.
Look, it's a good news, but then it's also a bit sad at the same time.
Sure.
So you be the judge. New York State has purchased a robot companions for the elderly.
Okay, I see. Yeah, gotcha.
So the state has brought more than 800 LEQ robots to combat loneliness in older people. 800 robots. Now, they're for 65 and older.
Okay.
So if you feel like you're a bit lonely, they will send one of these LEQ robots to you.
And what do they do? What kinds of things?
So they can initiate small talk, answer questions, remind you of your medication, contact your friends and family, and help out with daily activities around the house.
It's really cool, but I understand, like, it would be so much better if there was not a need for this.
Right.
If there were people who would be able to
just come over and help, friends, family, or whatever.
Exactly. But
I know it could be a burden on them as well, but
I know that some people, they don't have any family as they get older.
Yeah,
so,
what do you do?
Yeah, what do you do then?
So they've just ordered 800 just this year,
mm-hmm.
and if it works, they're going to roll this out. On average, the people that already have them, they use them about 20 times per day.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
And then just to look at the negative effects of loneliness, this blew my mind. Obviously, there's a lot of effects, right?
Yeah.
But it's the equivalent to smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Loneliness.
That's detrimental it is to your health.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, I heard a good sermon once about the importance of community and about how studies have shown people with community and who engage in the community live longer than those who are isolated by themselves.
I wonder if they considered LEQ.
Well, I don't know anyone personally.
Redo the research.
everyone getting a little robot.
It would be pretty cool. But same thing. It's like nothing beats that human interaction.
Exactly.
Like, cool, you got a robot, cool, it initiates conversation.
Keeps your brain going.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, we just want friends, don't
we? I think being in isolation showed a lot of people how important, like, that physical contact actually is. Because when you can't, you know, be close with someone, well, you know, handshake, hug, whatever,
yeah,
it has big impact.
And that's why I called it somewhat good news.
Yeah, well, now I feel a little bit bummed.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.